The Rochester company is Circular Energy. It wants to build a trash incinerator near Seneca Lake in Romulus. They say the town violated state law when they made changes to their zoning code to prohibit incinerators like theirs. At the heart of the suit is a letter signed by the town's zoning officer. It says the trash incinerator would be considered a renewable energy project because it would generate electricity, and it would not produce harmful emissions. When residents in one neighborhood found out about the letter, they didn't like it. One of them filed an appeal to the Romulus Zoning Board asking them to reject calling the incinerator a renewable energy project. Alan Knopf is the lawyer for Circular Energy. He says that resident had no right to appeal.
Citizens who, frankly, don't seem to understand the real science came out against the project. One citizen who lived 4 miles away filed an appeal, which was months too late, not allowed under state law.
That citizen is Alan Keel. He says the company's claims don't tell the whole story.
They say I'm a long ways away from the plant, but I'm right next to where they're proposing to do the water plant work, which would involve a lot of construction.
That water plant would draw about 500,000 gallons of water from Seneca Lake each day. Water the incinerator would need to operate. The project has opposition from residents, other Finger Lakes municipalities, and elected officials. A hearing is set for late July.